B'siyata d'shmai, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. We're going to start 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Tez Zayin Omad Beis. And in the previous Gemara, we saw that there are 3 groups of people. There's Roshoim Gemurim, absolute Roshoim, which is where the majority of their deeds are negative. There's the Tzadikim Gemurim, which means that most of the majority of their deeds are positive. And there's the Beinonim, which are in the middle. It's 50-50. And now we're going to see that these 3 similar groups, besides for them being relevant every Rosh Hashanah, as we discussed in the previous Gemara, they're going to be relevant at a later stage as well. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. In a Tisefta, in Sanhedrin, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Beis Shammai say, Gimel Kitois Hein Leyoim Hadin. There's going to be another day of judgment by the resurrection of the dead, by Tchias HaMesim. And there's going to be 3 groups of people that are going to be at Tchias HaMesim. Achas shel tzadikim gemurim, one is from the absolute tzadikim. Va'achas shel roshoim gemurim, another group of absolute roshoim. Va'achas shel beinonim, and a third group, which are 50-50. Tzadikim gemurim nechtovim v'nechtomin le'alto l'chaye olam. The absolute tzadikim are written and sealed immediately for eternal life. Roshoim gemurim, the absolute roshoim, nechtovim v'nechtomim le'alto l'gehenim. They are written and sealed to go to Gehenna, Shenemar, as it says in a Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Daniel, V'rabim miyesheinei admas ofor, many of those who are lying in the graves, in the earth, Yokitsu will stand up, Eile l'chaye oilam, some will stand up for eternal life, Ve'eile l'charofois l'diroin oilam, and others will get up, but they will be judged for a more shameful existence. That's the tzaddikim and the roshoim. Beinonim, those who are 50-50, the yoredim legehenim, they have to go down to Gehenim for a short time to get cleansed, and umetzafzafim, and from the pain and the anguish of the Gehenim, they'll be crying and shouting, just for a short while. Va'olin, and then they will come out of Gehenim, shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, v'heveisi es hashlishis, this third group, are going to be brought ba'ish in fire, which is referring to Gehenim, utzraftim kitzroif es hakesef, and they will be purified like one purifies silver, uvechantim kivchoynis hazov, and they will be refined like one refines gold, hu yikro vishmi, v'ani e ne'oisoi omarti amihu v'hu yoimar Hashem Elokoi. So that's what it says in the Pasuk. So we see that there's going to be this shlishis, this third group that are going to be judged ba'ish, but they're not going to stay there for any length of time. They're going to come up after having been purified and refined. Valeim omro Chano, and on this group of people, Chano said, a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Hashem meimis u'machaye, Hashem makes people die, he's going to wake them back up again. Moirid Sha'oil, they'll go down to the Sha'oil, which is the name of Gehenim, Vayoal, and he will bring them back up. That was Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel Oimrim. Beis Hillel say regarding this third group, says that there's a pasuk, the pasuk in Chumash that says, Vayavir Hashem al ponov, and Hashem passed before him, Vayikro, and he proclaimed the following, Hashem, Hashem, which are names of mercy, Keil Rachum v'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed v'Emes. There are 2 attributes, but we'll discuss just one of them. One of the attributes, one of the 13 attributes of mercy of Hashem, is called Rav Chesed, an abundance of Chesed. Beis Hillel says that what does it mean, Rav Chesed, an abundance of Chesed? It means Moto Klapei Chesed, that somebody who his judgment is exactly 50-50, Hashem tips the scales, so to speak, towards kindness and judges him with the tzaddikim. And they don't even go down to Gehenim. Va'aleim Omar David, and on this group of Beinoinim, David said, and David viewed himself as being a Beinoini, and he said the whole perek in Tehillim, perek kuftezayin of Ohavti Kiyishma Hashem Eskoili, and the Meforashim discussed that in a number of places in that perek, we see how close David HaMelech felt he was to being sent to Gehenim, and nonetheless Hashem didn't send him to Gehenim, Hashem constantly was lifting him up, and he recognized him not as a Beinoni, but dealt with him like a Tzaddik. And that is what David HaMelech was saying, that based on what Bais Hillel just said, that Rav Chesed, Moto Klape Chesed, that somebody who is indeed a Beinoni, Hashem, he tips the scales towards the merit and doesn't send them to Gehenim. Valeim Omar David Kola Parasha Kulo, and David HaMelech said that whole perek, based on this concept, Daloisi Veli Yehoshia, and one of the psukim there is the pasuk of Shemer Psoim Hashem Daloisi, that I was poor, which means that I'm considered a Beinoni, Veli Yehoshia, and nonetheless Hashem saved me, and he tipped the scales towards the Chesed. That's the abundance of Chesed Hashem displays to the Beinoinim. And now the Braisa continues with two groups of people that do specific, serious types of Averis with a specific type of a judgment, and how this group is going to interfere with, are they Beinoinim, are they Rashoim, is something that's going to be discussed a little bit in the Gemara soon. Poishei Yisrael Bagufon. These are the people in Klal Yisrael that are rebelling with their bodies, and we're going to see later on in the Gemara is going to say, Mai Nihu, who are these people? But these people, upoishe umeis ha'olam begufon, and also those amongst the goyim who are rebelling with their bodies, yeridim legehenim, they go down to Gehenim, v'nidoinim bo yud beis chodesh, and they are judged there for 12 months. La'achar yud beis chodesh, after 12 months, gufon kolo, so to speak. We don't really understand most of these concepts in physical terms, but gufon, their bodies are totally kolo, are totally destroyed. V'nishmoson nisrefes, and their neshamas, their souls, are burnt. V'ruach mefazrosom, and a wind spreads them. Tachas kamfei ragli tzadikim, under the soles of the feet of the tzadikim. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk in Malachi, v'asoisem, and you will trample Roshoim, on the Roshoim, ki yiu efer tachas kapuis ragleichem, because they will be ashes under the soles of your feet. Bayoimash an yoise omar Hashem tzvokis. That's one group. Avol haminim, which is a type of heretics, v'amasiris, and those people who they inform on other people to the authorities, they report them to the authorities, v'apikorusim, and also different types of heretics. It could be that included in this is also the mashumodim, the people who leave Yiddishkeit to adopt other religions, shekofru b'Taira, that they totally deny Torah, and they say that Torah was not given to us mishamayim chas v'shalom, the shekofru b'tchias hameisim, and those that deny the resurrection of the dead. And all of these are shapirshu midarkei atzibur. These are all different ways of disconnecting from the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. V'shenosnu chisisem be'eretz chaim, and those who instill their terror into all the way to the land of life. We'll see what that means soon in the Gemara. V'shechotu, and those that when they did averus, v'hichtiu es harabin, they also caused many other people to do averus, k'goin Yerovam ben Nevot v'chaverov, as we see in the Novi regarding Yerovam ben Nevot and his friends, and all of this group, yeridim legehenim, they go down to Gehenim, v'nidoinin bo l'doirei doireis, not just for 12 months, but they are judged there for doirei doireis, for 4 generations, shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, v'yotzu, and they will go out, v'rou b'figrei ho'anoshim, and see the corpses of the people, ha'poishim bi, who have rebelled against Hashem, ki lo yisoy la'asem, lo yisomus v'isham, lo yisichbe v'hoyu l'diroin l'chol bosor. And the Gemara says, from that pasuk we see that indeed they are going to be judged for 4 generations, but Gehenim Kolo, at some point, Gehenim will be burnt out, there'll be no more Gehenim. V'hein einam kolim, but nonetheless, they are going to somewhat survive the Gehenim. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, a pasuk in Tehillim, katzoin d'sh'oil shatu, moves yir'im v'yirdu v'om yeshorim laboiker v'tzuram levalois, that their form will outlast Sha'ol, the Gehenim, Mizvul Loi. So they're going to survive. Every single Jewish neshama at the end of the day is going to survive. V'kol kach lomo, And why do they get such a serious punishment of going, staying in Gehenna for so many generations? Mipnei sheposhtu yudeihem bezvul, because they laid their hands on the Beis HaMikdash called Zvul. Zvul means an abode, but the abode we're talking about here is the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll soon see. Shenemar, as it says in that very same pasuk, in Tehillim, mizvul loy, it's because they laid their hands on the Beis HaMikdash, because of their averus, the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. Shenemar, as it says, mizvul loy, v'ein zvul, and this abode that the pasuk is talking about is Elo Beis HaMikdash, is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, as we see in a different pasuk in Melachim, that Shleim HaMelech says, bonoi bonisi Beis zvul loch. Shleim HaMelech says, I built for you, Hashem, an abode, referring to the Beis HaMikdash, mochin neshivtecha oilamim. And that's the Beis HaMikdash. V'alem, omro Chana, and on these people, Chana said, Hashem yechatu meirivov, that Hashem is going to shatter those that challenge him, those that go against him. That's how the Ramah Mipano explains this last section of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Ovin. Now, it's not so clear in the Mefarashim on which group Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Ovin is talking about. Is he talking about the Rishoim that we've just mentioned to go to Gehenna, or is it talking about the Beinoinim, according to Beis Shammai, who also visit Gehenna? But either way, Omer Bishok Bar Oven, Upneim, when they've been to Gehenna, their faces are doimin, they resemble the Shulei Kedera, the bottom of a pot, that one can see the remnants and the scars of having been in Gehenna. V'omer Rava said, V'inhu Mishafire Shapira Bnei Mechuzah, part of the people that are going to go down to Gehenna are going to be the people of the place called Mechuzah, and these are people that were very much into the physical. Rashi says they were ma'unogim, they were very ushmeinim hayu, they were fat and very physically inclined. Umekarion, and these people are going to be called, because the remnants, the signs of Gehenna can be seen on their faces, people are going to label them Bnei Gehenna, those who have been in Gehenna. Continues the Gemara, Omar Mar, Beis Hillel Oimrim. We saw in the Braisa we just learned now that Beis Hillel, in contrast to Beis Shammai, who say that this third group called Beinuinim go to Gehenna and then they come up, Beis Hillel say no, on these Beinuinim there's a concept of Rav Chesed, an abundance of Chesed, where Hashem is motoklape Chesed, he tips and tilts the scales towards the Chesed, and they do not go down to Gehenna. Rav Chesed Moto Klape Chesed. The question is, Va'oksiv, Beis Shammai did bring the pasuk that says Veheveisi Es Hashlishis, that there's a third group that are going to go Bo'esh, they're going to go into Gehenna. That was the source Beis Shammai brought. What's Beis Hillel going to do with that? Says the Gemara, Hosom Bepoishe Yisrael Begufon. The group that the pasuk is talking about is not talking about regular Beinonim. It's talking about people who are Poishe Yisrael Begufon, they rebelled against Hashem with their bodies. Says the Gemara, Poishe Yisrael Begufon. V'ha'omrus, did you not say later on in the Braisa that the group of people which include Poishe Yisrael Begufon, les lehutakanta? It says there that Gufon kolo, v'neshmoson isrefes, v'ruach mefazrason. They're not going to get a tikkun. And in this pasuk that Beis Shammai is bringing, that Veveisias Ashlishes Ba'ish, it says there, v'tziraftim kitzrefes akesef, that they will be purified like one purifies silver, uvechantim kivchoines hazov, and they will be refined like one refines gold. So you see that they're going to come out purified. It doesn't seem that way that the Poishe Yisrael Begufon are going to merit this. So how can you, Beis Hillel, say that pasuk is talking about the Poishe Yisrael Begufon if the Braisa speaks about Poishe Yisrael Begufon? Seems that they don't have such a refining process. Says the Gemara, that it depends. These Poishe Yisrael Begufon, Beis Hillel holds that any regular Beinoni is Motor Klape Chesed, doesn't go to Gehenna. If one of his Averis is Poishe Yisrael Begufon, that he's rebelled with his body, we'll soon see what that means, then he's definitely going to go to Gehenna. But there's some types of Poishe Yisrael Begufon that are going to go to Gehenna, get purified, as it says in the Pasuk, Veveisias Ashlishis Boish, and there are others who are going to get a much worse punishment, as the Braisa speaks about the Poishe Yisrael Begufon. What's the determining factor? The determining factor is whether there's a majority of Averis or whether it's 50-50. Kiles lehu takanta, when the Braisa says that Poishe Yisrael begufon, they don't have this takana, this remedy, that's talking about Baroiv Avoinois, when they have a majority of Averis, and amongst them is Poishe Yisrael begufon, then indeed they get the very more serious punishment. Hocha, however, the Pasuk that says Rebesis Ashlishis is talking about Mechza Avoinois and Mechza Schuyos, it's talking about Abeinoini who is 50-50. And amongst the 50% Averas, he's got such a serious Avera Begufon with his body. And therefore, because he's got such a serious Avera, we cannot use the Hashem doesn't use the attribute of Motoklape Chesed, rather, he has to go to Gehenim. Ve'imlav. But if he doesn't have such an Avera and he's just a regular Beinuni, then V'rav chesed moto klapi chesed, v'aleim o ma'dovid o havti ki yishma Hashem, etc., as we saw before in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Dorash Rava, on this perek that we just saw now, o havti, which David HaMelech, Beis Hillel brought this as a source, o havti ki yishma Hashem es koili, that David HaMelech in this perek was saying that even though I felt that I was close to going to Gehenim, I was a Beinuni, nonetheless Hashem saved me. Ma'idich siv o havti ki yishma Hashem. How do we understand this pasuk? Omro Knesset Yisrael lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael say to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Eimo say ani ahuva lefanecha. When am I loved before you? Bizman she'ata shemea kol tachanunai. That's when you listen and you hear our supplications. Daloisi v'li yehoshia. The next words in the pasuk. Afal pisha dolo ani, even min ha-mitzvos, even though I am poor from mitzvos, which means I'm a beinoni, li noel hoshia. Nonetheless, you see it fitting to save me, and that is the motto klapi chesed, that you tilt the scales towards the merits and not send this person to Gehenim. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Braisa before that there's a concept of Poishe Yisrael begufon, that they've done some very serious averus with their bodies. What is that? Mind you, which averus does one do with one's body? What specific averus are we talking about? Omar Rav, Rav says it's karkafta de leimonach tfilin, a head, a skull, a head that did not put on tfilin, is, and if he never put on tfilin, is considered poishe Yisrael begufoy. Poishe umo yisha'ilam begufon. What's considered the goyim, who they are rebelling against Hashem begufon, with their bodies, mind you, what would that be? They don't have any chiyuv to wear tefillin. Or marav ba'avera, if they're engaging in those immoral activities, which even a goy is commanded that he's not allowed to do, if he transgresses those aroyes, then it's called poishe umay sa'ilam begufon. And other mefarshim say that if a Yisrael does those averas, it's also poishe Yisrael begufon. But the Gemara just brings poishe Yisrael begufon, brings something that's unique to Yisrael, which is a karkafta de leimonach tefillin, somebody who never wore tefillin. Continues the Gemara, that we saw in the Braisa, that in that last group, which is the very, very serious group, which is the Minim, the Masoiris, the Apikorosim, etc., it mentions there, v'shenosnu chisisem be'eretz chaim, that they instill their terror, their fear, in the land of life. What does that mean? Omer of Chizda. This is referring to somebody's paranus. This is talking about communal leaders. Hamatil Eimo, they instill fear, seira, excessive fear, ala tzibur, on the community, on the public. Shalei l'shem shamayim, not for Hashem's sake. Omer b'yud Omer Rav, who said in the name of Rav, that kol paranus hamatil Eimo yaseira ala tzibur, any such communal leader that instills an excessive fear on the people, shalei l'shem shamayim, einei roya ben Talmud Chacham, he will not merit seeing a son who's a Talmud Chacham. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, lochein yirei'uhu anoshim lo yir'eh kol chachmei leiv, that those that people fear of them in unjustified way, lo yir'eh kol chachmei leiv, they will not see any wise hearts, which means that they will not see children a Talmidei Chachomim. Beis Hillel Oimrim, now we're going back to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, V'rav chesed, then Hashem has an attribute which is an abundance of chesed. It's motto klapi chesed. It means that he tips the scales towards mercy, towards kindness. And we said, Beis Hillel said, this is talking about a Beinuni, which is 50-50. Hashem somehow makes the merits overweigh the sins. Heicha Ovid, how does he do this? There are three possible ways of tipping a scales. You can either weigh down one side, or you can lift up the other side, or you can take something off one side. And that's actually going to be three opinions here in the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kovshe. Rabbi Eliezer says that he depresses, which means he pushes down the side of the mitzvah, so to speak, and then that's how you tip the scales. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, in Micha, Yoshuv, again, Yerachameinu, Hashem will have mercy on us, Yichboish, that he will depress, he will outweigh Avoyneseinu, the Averus, Vesashlech b'mtzulas yom kol chatoisam. So you see that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's how Hashem acts this attribute. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Omar, Noise, he lifts up the side of the Averus, making them lighter, giving more weight to the mitzvahs, and that's how the mitzvahs overweigh the Averus. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, again in Micha, Mikael Kamoicha, Noise Ovoin, he lifts up the Averus, V'oiver al Pesha, and overlooks the Averus, Lish'eris Nachlosai, etc. So that is according to Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, how Hashem tips the scales. Tana d'Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel, the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel says the third explanation. Mavir, who removes Risha and Risha in the first Avera that's going to be put on, in the event that all the Averas get put on and all the mitzvahs get put on, it's 50-50, Hashem removes that first Avera. And that way, when time all the Averas and mitzvahs get piled on, there'll be one more mitzvah than Avera, and the mitzvahs will overweigh the Averus. V'cheini amido, and that is this attribute of motor klapi chesed. Omer Rava, however, Rava says, v'ovei in atzmoi, this Avera that was removed, einei nimchak. It doesn't just get deleted. Hashem doesn't just delete the first Avera. Di'ika ruba avoinis, because in the event that even after you took away this Avera, the Averus and the mitzvahs are still 50-50, that means that initially you had a majority of Averus over mitzvahs, then Machshiv Badayu, Hashem puts this Avera back on the scales with the other Averus, and then there's the majority of Averus, and he will be judged like the Roshoim. Continues the Gemara, Rava Omar, Kulamavir al-Midoisov, anyone who relinquishes their measures of retribution, which means that if somebody does something bad to you, and according to the midah, according to your full rights, you could take retribution, and you could take revenge, and you could get yours back at him, and nonetheless, you're mavir, you relinquish your rights, mavir ne'al kol pshav, then Hashem also overlooks a person's all his averus. Shenemer, as it says, Noise Ovin, Hashem pardons for the averus, v'oiver el peshar, and overlooks the averus. Lemi Noise Ovin, for who does Hashem pardon the averus? Is he Noise Ovin? Only lemi she'oiver el peshar, for somebody who knows how to overlook other people's misdoings. When other people do things wrong to us and we can overlook it, Hashem then in turn overlooks our misdeeds. Rav Huna Breder Yeshua Acholash, Rav Huna at one point was very ill. All Rav Papa Lishyulebe, Rav Papa went up to visit him to inquire how he was doing. Chazya de Cholash Le'alma, he saw that he was so weak that he was about to pass away from the world. He was on his deathbed. Omer Luhu, so Rav Papa said to the people around him, Tzavisu, supply him Zavdosa, with his provisions for his journey, meaning he's about to leave the world, and the provisions that a person needs when leaving the world are shrouds, the tachrichim. So Rav Papa said to the people around Rav Huna, bring out the tachrichim. L'sayf, for the end, what happened? Baruch Hashem isbatach. He recovered, he became well. Have a michsif Rav Papa l'michchazi. Rav Papa was embarrassed to see Rav Huna because Rav Huna was lying there, and Rav Papa assumed that he was going to pass away. Omerli, my choses, they said to Rav Huna, when you were in that delirious state, about to leave the world, what did you see up there? Omerli said to him, you're right, Rav Papa was right, however, this is exactly the state I was in, I was about to pass away from this world. V'omalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said to the heavenly court, Hoyel v'loy moikim b'mile, since he does not stand on his principles, he's happy to be mevata, he's happy to relinquish his rights and principles and not have it out against the others who have wronged him. Loisakumu ba'adei, don't stand up against him and let him get better and come back and continue living. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, noise ovoin, that Hashem is going to pardon the Averus v'over al pesha and overlook the Averus, l'minoi se'ovin. And the way we learned the pasuk before was that to who is deserving that Hashem overlooks the Averus, l'over pesha, to somebody who knows how to overlook other people's misdoings. L'she'eris nachlosi, it's the next words in the pasuk that says there in Micha that noi se'ovin v'over al pesha l'she'eris nachlosi. So this l'she'eris nachlosi, which is for the remnants of his heritage, which means that only some people are deserving of this attribute, Omer v'acha bar chanina, alyo. This is like a fat tail, something very virtuous and something very comforting, these attributes. V'koitzpah, but there's a thorn in them because it's conditioned. Not everybody is going to deserve it. L'she'eris nachlosi. It's only the remnants of the heritage which are going to deserve this attribute. V'loi l'chol nachlosi, but not to all of the inheritance, not to all of Klal Yisrael. Why? It's only the people who they are very, they make themselves like just leftovers. They make themselves unimportant, insignificant, and those people are deserving of this attribute, but not everybody else. And the Oruch HaNer explains that this is not a contradiction to what we saw before. The pasuk goes, Noise Ovein, Hashem is going to overlook the Averus of this person. Which person? Over al pesha. Somebody knows how to overlook the misdeeds that somebody else has done. But there's a disclaimer. When you disregard the misdeeds of somebody else, there could be two reasons you would do that. Either because you totally undermine that person, thinking he's a nobody, why should I even care about him? Or, no, you can feel humble yourself and say it's okay, and just very humbly accept, okay, so you hurt me, it's all right, I don't need to go against him, I don't need to revenge him, I don't need to have mine back. So the Gemara here is saying, l'she'eris nachlosi, that it's if the reason and the only time that you're going to merit noise ovoin is if the reason that you're over al pesha, that you're overlooking somebody else's misdeeds, is only because meisim atzmei kishiraim. If you yourself make yourself as, you know, relatively insignificant and unimportant, and therefore, you know, I'm not important enough that I should have to fight against somebody who hurt me. But if the reason that you're overlooking the negative of somebody else is because you think he's a nobody, that's not what the Torah meant. Continues the Gemara. Rav Huna asked an apparent contradiction. Ksivit says in one pasuk in Tehillim, Tzadik Hashem b'chol drochav, Hashem is just in all his ways. V'chosid b'chol ma'asov. And Uksiv, the next words in that pasuk is V'chosid b'chol ma'asov. V'chosid means that Hashem is doing chesed. There's mercy. Mercy is not tzedek. Tzedek is being just. Tzedek means you get exactly what you deserve. Chesed is lifnim meshuras hadin, is going beyond the letter of the law. Tzedek is the law. Answers the Gemara, B'tchila tzaddik, that initially Hashem viewed and, so to speak, was going with the attributes of tzedek, of being completely just. U'l-b'soif, but afterwards, when Hashem realized that we wouldn't be able to survive that way, then chosid, Hashem said that tzaddik Hashem b'chol drachav, at first he was using the attribute of tzaddik, of tzedek, of justness, and afterwards he moved to the middah of chosid, l'chol b'chol ma'isov, because otherwise his ma'isov, the world would not be able to survive. And obviously this doesn't mean in its literal sense, Hashem doesn't change his mind, and there are deep secrets of the Torah that are alluded to in these Gemaras, but we're going to read the Gemara at face value, but we're not going to understand them at face value, and we're going to move on. Similarly, Rabbi Loza asked a similar seeming contradiction from a different pasuk in Tehillim. It says in the pasuk, "V'locho Hashem Chesed," that to you, Hashem, you act with an attribute of Chesed, of mercy, or mercy, of kindness. Uchsiv, and the next words in the pasuk are, "Ki atos hashalim le'ish k'maaseyu," that you repay a person according to his deeds. Well, if you pay according to his deeds, you punish for the negative deeds and you reward for the positive ones. That's not called chesed, that's called being just. Again, answers the Gemara, "B'tchilo," at first, "Ki atos hashalim k'maaseyu," the intentions were that every person would get judged exactly for what he does. Ulabasayf, by the end, Hashem realized that in order that people should survive, Lacha Hashem Chesed, that Hashem, he acts with Chesed. Ilfi, the name of a person, V'omrila Ilfa, others say it was Ilfa, Rami, they ask another apparent contradiction. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayaver Hashem alponov, Vayikra Hashem Hashem, Keil Rachum Vachanun, Erech Apayim, Varav Chesed, V'emes. First it says Varav Chesed, an abundance of Chesed. And then Uchsiv Emes, which is truth. Well, Chesed is doing beyond what you have to do. That's not truth. Truth is that you do exactly what you have to do, exactly what's deserved. And again, the Gemara answers, Betchilo V'emes, at first, the intentions was that there would be an attribute of absolute truth, Ulabasayf, but in order for people and the world to survive, then Virav Chesed, Hashem is working and treating the world with Rav Chesed, an abundance of Chesed. Continues the Gemara. In that same Pasuk we just mentioned, the Pasuk starts with Vayavir Hashem Alponov, Hashem passed before him. Vayikra and he proclaimed. What does it mean he passed? Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon says, "Il moli mikra kosov." If it wouldn't be a pasuk, iefshel omer, you wouldn't be allowed to fathom such words. You wouldn't be able to say them at all. Melamed. What the pasuk is teaching us is that shenisatif Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Again, this is not literal. This is Hashem, so to speak, wrapped himself in a talis, shliach tzibur, like somebody who's leading the congregation in tefillah, shliach tzibur. Vehere le'oy le'moisha, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu, said the tefillah, the order of the tefillah. Omar lo, and Hashem said to Moshe, kol zman she'yisrael choytim, whenever klal Yisrael do averus, ya'asu lefonai, they should perform before me, keseder azeh, the following procedure, the following seder, v'ani moichalem, and I'll forgive them. What is that seder? The Yud Gimel, Midis Rachamim, the 13 attributes of Rachamim, which are mentioned in the Psukim there. That start with Hashem, Hashem, that Hashem, Hashem is the Hashem's name when he acts with mercy, is called Hashem, 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 etc. Says the Gemara, Hashem, Hashem, why does it say twice the word Hashem, twice mercy? Ani Hashem, koidim shiachta adam, because I have mercy on a person before he does an avera. Vani ulaacha shiachta adam v'yaseh tshuva, and even after a person's done the avera, and he does tshuva, he repents, I again have mercy on him. Keil rachum v'chanun, etc. It's not clear why the Gemara mentions a few words here in the pasuk here in the Gemara, but Omer of Yehuda, is now going to address the entire concept of these 13 attributes, that bris krusa, Hashem made a covenant, leyud gimel midos, with these, about these 13 attributes, she'enum chayzer esreikom, that they will never return empty. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk says a few psukim after the psukim we just mentioned, Hashem, Hashem, it says, "V'hine v'vayoy mehine anoichi kiris bris neged kol amcho es eniflois asher lo nivru v'chol aretz v'chol agoyim v'ro'o kol ha'om asher ata v'kirbo es ma'ase Hashem kinoi rohu asher ani oise imoch." So referring to the 13 attributes, the Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim, Hashem says, "Hine anoichi kiris bris," it's a covenant that whenever we perform this procedure, the Yud Gimel Midas, then Hashem is going to listen. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon made a statement, and the Gemara is going to have four questions against Rabbi Yechonon, but let's see what Rabbi Yechonon said. Omer Rabbi Yechonon, G'doylo tshuva, repenting tshuva is so great, Shemekaraz gzara dinoi shel odom. Of course, if after a person does an avera, before there's a judgment against him, we can understand that tshuva will be able to avoid a decree met against him. But here Rabbi Yechonon is saying that tshuva is so great that even after there's already been a decree against him, that decree gets torn up. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hashmein Lev Ha'om Azeh. We're talking about Ha'om Azeh, this nation, that Hashmein Lev, their hearts have become fattened of this Ha'om Azeh. V'oznov Hachbeid, they've hardened their ears. V'einov Hosha, and their eyes have become sealed. Why? Pen yire ve'enov, because lest if were they, and they understood that were their eyes to see, ube'oznov yishma, and their ears would hear, ulevova yovin, his hearts would understand, then v'shov, he would do tshuva, v'rafaloi, and they would be healed. So you see from here that when a person does tshuva, he gets healed. What does it mean he gets healed? That when there's an ailment, so to speak, when there's a decree against him, it will get torn up. Omale Rav Papa Labai, Rav Papa asked Abai, Vadilma Lifnei Gzaradin, maybe this Pasuk that says that had they listened, heard, and seen, then they would have done tshuva and become healed, means doing tshuva before the decree is made. Omar Le, so Abai said to Rav Papa, no. Since the Pasuk says Varofoloi, that he gets cured, means he's already sick. What does it mean he's already sick? If he's just done Navera and there's not been a decree against him yet, he's not yet sick. Havoimer is the Gzaradin. Once a decree has been written against him, then, so to speak, it's considered as if he's sick. And here he needs the refuah. So you see here that indeed, had they done tshuva, they would have been cured even from the Gzaradin. From here, Rabbi Yochanan brings proof that tshuva tears up even a Gzaradin. May say the Gemara asks the first question. Hashav bein time, we learnt that if a person does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, moichalin loy, then he gets forgiven. Talking about this, Beinoni was 50-50 on Rosh Hashanah, so he's not written in the book of the Tzadikim or the Roshoim, then if he merits doing tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur on those averus he did the previous year, then moichalin loy, he gets forgiven. Loishav bein time, if he doesn't do tshuva, afila hevi kol eile nevoyos shebaolam, even if you bring all the rams of nevoyos from the whole world, ein meichlin loy, he doesn't get forgiven if he doesn't do tshuva, and then he doesn't have a refuah. So we see here clearly that after Yom Kippur, which is considered after the Gzaradin, then tshuva doesn't help anymore. But this is contrary to what Rabbi Yochanan said, that even after the Gzaradin, so it would seem that even after Yom Kippur, if a person does tshuva, then he's going to be forgiven. Says the Gemara Loikashi, it's not a contradiction. Ha b'yochid, ha b'tzibur. If a private individual person does tshuva after the Gzaradin, then it's much more of a challenge. Then ein meichalin loy. But a tzibur, when a whole community, when the public all together do tshuva, that's when Rabbi Yochanan said such a type of tshuva is so strong that it can, even after a gzar din, it can overturn the din. Second question, meisve. There's a pasuk in the Chumash. Eretz asher Hashem elikecho derish oisa tomid eini Hashem elikecho bo. The Hashem's eyes are on it. Mereshis Hashana, from the beginning of the year, Vad Achris Shana, to the end of the year. So the Gemara learns, the Braisa learns, Eine Hashem Elikecha Bo, that there's two eyes, so to speak. There's Itim Letoiva, sometimes the end of the year, Hashem eyes the people, the land, and the end of the year is Letoiv, it's better, it comes out even better than intended. Itim Lera, sometimes it's even worse than was initially decreed upon on Rosh Hashanah. Itim l'toiva, Kate said. What does it mean that sometimes it's even better than what was initially? Harei shahoyu Yisrael Roshoim gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. If Klal Yisrael were judged negatively on Rosh Hashanah they were Roshoim. Upaskulem g'shomim u'otim, and consequent to that, Hashem decreed there would be a very little bit amount of rain. L'soif chazuben, and afterwards, during the year, they did tshuva. So lehoisif aleim, to add on more rain, to give them the extra rain, that cannot be done. Shekva nigzro gzera, there's already been a decree, there's only going to be a little bit of rain. Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu moiridon bizmanon, Hashem makes sure that the little bit of rain that comes down at exactly the right time. Ala oret hatzricho lehen, exactly the right place, in the land that needs them the most, in the fields, in the orchards, in the gardens, exactly when and where they're needed, and then the little bit of rain will turn out to be letoiva because of the tshuva they did after Yom Kippur. According to the needs of the land, itim l'ra, sometimes on the contrary, that when Hashem eyes the land at the end of the year, it's l'ra, it's to the bad. Kate said, "Harei shahu Yisrael tzadikim gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. If Klal Yisrael were tzadikim gemurim on Rosh Hashanah, upasku aleihem geshomim merubim." Hashem said there should be lots of rain. L'soif chazu b'hen, and after Yom Kippur, they turned back on their ways and they were not deserving of all that abundance. Lifchos men yefshar. So Hashem doesn't change the decree. He doesn't say, "I'm not going to give them the rain." So he's not going to give them less rain. Shekvan nigzro gzeira, because he already decreed there would be a lot of rain. Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moiridon, Hashem will pour down all that rain, shaloi bizmanon ala oretz she'ein etzficha lehen, at the wrong time, in the wrong places, in land that doesn't need them, in the deserts, in places that don't need them, in the wrong times, and that way, even though there'll be a lot of rain, but it will be lera, it will not benefit them. But, so what do we see from here? That l'toiva mi'o l'kari l'gzar dine v'loisif lehu. I don't understand. According to what Rabbi Yochanan said, even after a gzar din, if they do tshuva, if the public do tshuva, then Hashem tears up the decree. So why do you say now that if Hashem told them at the beginning of the year he decreed there would be very little rain because they were tzaddikim, and later on in the year they mended their ways, then why do you say you can't add on rain because there's already a decree? Rabbi Yochanan said that you can tear up the decree and there should be a lot of more rain. Likrei l'gzardine, tear up the decree, v'loisiv lo, and add on the rain. Says the Gemara, you're right. If Hashem had to do that, if there's no other way of giving Klal Yisrael abundance, that's what would have happened. Shani Hosom, however, in this case, to Esher Bahochi, it's possible to give them the abundance without changing the decree. It'll have a little bit of rain, but a little bit of rain at the right place and the right time is also a bracha, and therefore it wasn't necessary to tear up the Gzar Din. Third question, Toshema. We learned in a brisa. And again, this is a posuk in Tehillim Perek Kuv Zayin. Yerdei hayom ba'onios. The people who go down to sea in ships, oisei melocha b'mayim rabim, they're doing work in great waters. Heimar, the next pasuk, heimar ro'u ma'ase Hashem, they see the deeds of Hashem, the goimer, etc. And then the next pasuk, that's v'niflois of b'metzula. And the next pasuk, v'yoimer, v'yamid ruach sa'oro, there's a very stormy wind, v'tereimim galov, and the waves are lifted. The next pasuk, yachoygu, they will reel, vayonu, and stagger, kashikr, v'chol chochmosom tizbalo, v'goymer. In the next pasuk, vayitzaku el Hashem, they will cry to Hashem, batzar lahem, in distress, u'mimutzukoyseim yoytziim. Then a few pasukim later, yoydu l'Hashem chazde, they will thank Hashem for his kindness, v'nifloisov livnei odom. So in these pasukim, says the Gemara, also lahem simonios, there's a type of backwards, upside down nuns, and whenever there are in Tanakh these nuns, it's ka'achin v'rakin shebatayra. They are explained and learnt in similar to when it says ach, but, or rak, only in the Torah, which means it's a disclaimer. It's trying to say when, but not always. Loi malachot to say that it's true that vayitzaku al Hashem batzar lohem, that they will cry to Hashem when they're in distress, and yoydu l'Hashem chazdei, they will thank Hashem. But not always. That's what those signs are for. Tzaku koydim gmar din, if they cry before the decree is set, then Hashem will listen. Tzaku l'achar gzar din, but if they cry only after the gzar din, ain't no nen, and they're not going to be listened to. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, why should this be true? He says that tshuva can be makaras, can tear up even a gzar din. Answers the Gemara, Hochanami, we're talking here about the sailors who went down. There may have been a few sailors on the ships, but it's certainly not considered a tzibur, a rabim. Ki echidim domi is the same as we said before, that when individuals do tshuva after the gzar din, it does not tear up the gzar din. Toshema, the fourth question. Sha'alo Bluria, the name of somebody, Hagyeris, that she converted, and she asked Esra ben Gamliel. Ksiv b'tirashem, it says in the pasuk, Ki Hashem elekeichem hu elekei elekim v'adoinei ha'adoinim, hokei lagodel ha'gibor v'anoiro, asher lo yisa oponim. Hashem does not show favor, v'lo yikach sheichat, he doesn't take bribes. Uchsiv, in a different pasuk it says, Yisa Hashem pono v'ilecho, v'yosim lecho sholim, that Hashem will show favor to you. Well, there's this contradiction. Do you say that Hashem doesn't show favor? Well, he does show favor. So that was what this Bluria asked Rabban Gamliel. Nitzva lo, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, he came into the discussion, and Omer lo, he said, Emshe lecha moshel, I'll tell you a parable. L'moa dov adoyme, this is similar to l'odom shenoyse b'chaveir emone, somebody who claims, and from his friend, a coin, a mono. Which means that Reuven owes Shimon a mono. V'kovah lo yizman b'fnei ha-melech. Reuven in front of Shimon was standing in front of a king. And he says, v'nishba lo yibachai ha-melech. Reuven says to Shimon, in the name of this king, I promise you I'm going to pay you by this and this date. Higi ha-zman v'lo yiporoi. It came that time and Reuven didn't pay Shimon. Bo lefai says ha-melech. Reuven was now embarrassed of the king. I swore in your name I was going to pay and I'm not paying. Va'omar loy, and the king said to Reuven, El boini mochel lecha. My embarrassment, the fact that you abused my name, or you didn't respect the promise you made in my name, that I can forgive you. But Leichu Pais says, Chavircha, go to Shimon and appease him. You owe him the money, you promised you're going to pay him, and you're not paying him. Hochanam Yisotu here. Kan ba'averis shebin odom lamokim. When it comes to averis of bin odom lamokim, that averis that are just between you and Hashem, and then Hashem can show favor. Kan ba'averis, if you do tshuva. And kan ba'averis shebin odom lachaveri. But when it comes to averis between you and your friend, or bin odom lachaveri, then Hashem says, lo yisoponim, I can't show you favor, go and appease your friend first. Achabor, that is how Rabbi Yossi HaKohen explained the question, or answered the question that Bluria asked Rabban Gamliel. Achabor Rabbi Akiva, till Rabbi Akiva came, Velimed and explained, I'll tell you why there's no contradiction. Kan Koidim Gzaradin. Before the Gzaradin, if a person does tshuva, Hashem can show favor. And he does show favor. Kan La'achar Gzaradin. But after the Gzaradin, Hashem doesn't show favor. And this is a question against Rabbi Yechanan, who says that if you do tshuva, even after the Gzaradin, Hashem tears up the Gzaradin. Answers the Gemara, Hachanami Bayochid, we're talking about an individual, and an individual, after the Gzaradin does not get torn up. Only when a tzibur do tshuva, then the Gzaradin against them will be torn up. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.